please the word to the defense.
A quick follow-up question to that. You've made an impressive case that the Iraqi people have reconstructed their country and can in the future reconstruct after the latest war. But they've done that in the past with a public security system in place. Will the Iraqi people be also capable of putting a public security system in place that establishes the stability to allow that reconstruction to take place in the future?
No, no. Well, the way the reconstruction was done, and this is again the mentality. You people don't understand the mentality of the Iraqis.
Microphone,
and how to motivate the workers. To motivate workers and to motivate, you just give them money, extra money, extra bonuses. You treat them nice. You treat them, be very friendly with them. You come. The way the Americans have done it, we increased your salary from $20 to $120. Why are you complaining? You got your salary raised, so you have to work 8 hours a day because we gave you a raise and you shouldn't complain.
I didn't make myself clear. I don't think that with the police and military forces in place during the Saddam Hussein regime enabled the society to have that kind of security, law and order, to proceed with the reconstruction of telephone systems, electrical systems. In the future, what military and police services will be in place to enable that kind of reconstruction?
You see, what they did, the Americans did, was actually create a vacuum in the system. And they placed themselves to fill the vacuum. Security-wise, they dissolved the police. They dissolved the army, and there was no force that is capable to maintain law and order, and they placed themselves to fill the vacuum. And those are the new Iraqi army and the new police and I don't know what. Those are on the periphery of the vacuum. Now, coming back to the question that was raised in the other interview with the other speaker, what happens right now? After, do we want the Americans to leave or not? How could you take yourself and create a vacuum without refilling it? By destroying the army, by dissolving the army and dissolving the police, America made itself invulnerable, and they are the only people to maintain law and order. The sooner that they reinstate, not create a new army, they reinstate the army and reinstate the police and reinstate the law and order, then they can leave so that this new army or this army, recreated Iraqi army, would fill the vacuum. Otherwise, we'll go into a chaos. But the reconstruction doesn't depend, on strictly law and order, because the attacks that are being done in Baghdad are directed at the Americans and at the American sympathizers, which are the police force and the new army. But they are not directed right now at telephone exchanges or water treatment or electricity or anything like that. Only allow the Iraqis, give them the money, give them the authority, give them the decision capability. Supervise them from the states, I don't care. But give them the authority, the capability, the money. And you will find out that we will be able to reconstruct the country in much shorter time.
Yes. Based on your experience and the recounting of the successes of reconstruction after this invasion. That's my administration hat. Do you think that the current situation was premeditated, was part of a plan that the United States, or rather those departments and organizations and people who are responsible or most strongly urged the invasion, had intended to have the situation as it is today?
I will give you a first-hand experience I had with a Belgian doctor, Dr. Gerd von Morten. He helped take the Reuters correspondent who was injured at the Palestine Hotel before the fall of Baghdad, when they hit the Palestine Hotel. He helped them. He helped him to a hospital. And the next day, I took Dr. Gwen Morton, and we went to visit this Reuters correspondent. And we found out that because the Reuters correspondent was in the hospital, that the Americans have sent a battalion or a group of soldiers to protect that hospital from being looted because of the Reuters correspondent. We kept that day going in and out of the hospital for 2 days, repeatedly pleading with the American soldiers at the hospital that other hospitals within walking distance from them are being looted. And it's that their duty as the occupying force to do something about it. And they kept repeating the same answer. Sorry, we have nothing to do with it. We are here to protect this hospital. And I said for the 10th time, I said, okay, you have told me that for 10 times. Please call your commander. You are not authorized to do something. Please call your commander to stop it. This is a personal experience that happened to me. I have read a lot of articles and have talked to a lot of people who said, in some certain cases, American tanks broke the gates of the universities, and they said, go on and loot whatever you want.
No, I'm asking about the current situation. Do you think that the pace of reconstruction, or the very slow pace of reconstruction, to the extent that one can call it reconstruction, was premeditated? That is, that it was part of a design that was preconceived before the invasion? Or do you think that they had greater ambitions for reconstruction and greater hopes, and that they have been frustrated and that they have been totally incompetent?
They have, first of all, a different priority. They are building the bases and devoting a lot of money and resources on building the bases. That's priority number one. Priority number two, they have to erect those bomb protection, 3 meter high walls to protect their environment. That's taking precedence. Then, what is needed from them is the money. Why are they not paying the money to the government contracting companies that used to exist and still existing, right? Say, okay, here's the money, you go and reconstruct that building. That doesn't even take anything from the Americans except allocation of money. The company, the Iraqi state company for reconstructions, there are many of them, have all the staff, have all the machinery, and they have all the capabilities, but the Americans don't allow them.
Let me just try one more time. Do you think that the situation that now faces Iraq and the failure to reconstruct and the resulting resistance and the chaos and all the things that are wrong, do you think that that was part of a premeditated design, or do you think that it was not part of a premeditated design, that they believed they would have much more success in reconstruction, be seen as much more competent, and be more accepted, or at least gain some more acquiescence by the population before they actually invaded?
I have not seen their effort yet to really stop alienating the people. I have not seen that effort yet. Whether it was to incompetent or pre-design or a mistaken plan, I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. But all I know is that it is not helping them. It's damaging them. It's not helping them.